Teshuvah Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey. Yeses Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful third parak of Haminiach Es Hakat. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Green Shlomo Ben Moshe Chaim. All the chants we learned for Shlomo and Aliyah from our learning, and we continue to learn for the safety of Tzahal, the Kochas Habitachon, all the Shotrim, all the EMTs that are putting their lives at risk to save Klal Yisrael. May they be successful in everything that they do. May they not be in harm's way. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help them to free the hostages safely and in good health, b'mheira, and all those in need of refuah shleima, all those in need of nechama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant them both. Okay, so we pick up the Gemara with the words Rava Omar, which can be found about halfway down on the daf, Lamed Hei Omar Aleph. It's right near we have the Torah Or. It is one line above, we have the Torah Or, Vayikra Chavdala, right plop in the middle of the daf. And Rava tells us, an answer to yesterday, we had brought down that Rabbi Avohu had brought down a brisa in front of Rav Yochanan, and he had said, call him a kalkalin p'turin, anybody who does a destructive act on Shabbos, you're not chayv v'disa d'oraisa, with the exception of two things, mol, hovel, and mavir. And Rav Yochanan didn't agree with that, and he said, go learn it outside, because he held that hovel and mavir, if one does them for a positive purpose, then you would be chayv for them as well. But only if you had a positive purpose, such as you needed the ashes for, let's say, putting on a wound on an animal, or you needed the ashes for something else, or if the chavala that you were doing, you needed the blood, let's say, to give to your dog. So that was the first teretz that Rav Yochanan gave. And today we have a different teretz. Rav Amar, Rav says, no. Masnis and Bishogeg, the reason why, in fact, you're not going to be chayev tashlumim in a case of that you're a chovel or you're a mavir. So you can see in Rashi the Ramaskal, Rav Amar le'olam masnisim b'deloka boy le'li afaro, that you don't need the ashes. That's not the case that we're talking about. V'hai de potter mi tashlumim. Why then are you potter from the tashlumim? That was what Rav Yochanan said the halacha is. Lad mishup de lehevei bei chiyuv misa. Not because there's a chiyuv misa, and we say komle mi derava minei, because you don't really need the ashes, and therefore there wouldn't be a chiyuv misa. Dor masnisin afilu b'shogig nami de leka chiyuv misa misukmo de potter mi tashlumim. And in fact, one would not be chayev even though there's no actual kum le midrabane, but it's just, as we'll see, the Gemara is telling us, just that there was theoretically the possibility of kum le midrabane, if it had been, in fact, a capital crime that Basin would have given him a Mises Basin for. So then, even though right now there was no Mises Basin, it was Bishogeg, it was without Hasra, nevertheless, we still would apply the principle of kum le midrabane, kidetone de bechisya. And that's what Rava tells us. Uche detone de bechisya, like we learned in the Brisa from the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya. The Torah of Chizkiya, they learn in the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya the following Brisa. They dash in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Umake behema ishamenu. If a man hurts an animal, he damages an animal, you have to pay. And likewise, it says, Umake odam, you must. And likewise, if you hurt a person, you're going to have to go and pay. And if you kill them, you're going to be chayv misa. Now, it juxtaposes odam and behema in the Pasuk. Make odam, umake behema. Now, Ma maka behema, just like in regards to the maka that a man gives to an animal that you have to pay. We say no matter what, lo chalakta, we don't make any distinction. Adam uodli olam, we don't make any distinction, ba bein shogeg bein nezit, if the man went and intentionally or accidentally damaged the animal, he's going to be chayev. We don't make a distinction between miskavi, l'shenu miskavi. We don't make a distinction between he wished to go and do this damage or he didn't wish to go and do this damage. Or bein b'derech yirida l'derech aliyah. In regards to ori miklat, in regards to an accidental death, so then the rule is that it has to be in a downward motion. But in regards to damages, we don't make any distinction whether the blow that you gave the animal was derech yirida in a downward motion or l'derech aliyah in an upward motion. Under all circumstances, you are chayev. And we don't say lepotro mama that you should be exempt from paying money in any of these situations because we distinguish between one type of action and the other. Ella lechayev mama. In every single case, you're chayev mama. So too, because of the juxtaposition, the hekish and the possible between maka adam and maka behema, so too, af maki adam, in regards to hitting a man, it has to all be the same way, the same din. Af maki adam, lo tachlo, don't make any distinction if the person with kum le midirabne, bein bishogi lemezit, if the intention was there, or it was by accident. They miscalculated. His intention was to actually go and harm the person, kill the person, or not. Bein Berach Yerida L'derech Aliyah. Again, only in Ori Mikla do we make a distinction whether it's an upward or downward blow in regards to intentional or unintentional, accidental or on purpose types of damage. It makes no difference between Yerida and Aliyah. L'chaibo mamam, don't say that you're going to be chayiv mamam, but no, we say elo l'potro mamam. In all of these situations, we apply the principle of kablam b'derabbanan. If you did any of these actions on Shabbos, which at least theoretically could sometimes be kablam b'derabbanan, so in the Tana B'nei Chizkiya and the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya, they learned that you're going to be potro in all of these situations, whether you are in fact actually chayiv misa or not, we still apply the principle of kablam b'derabbanan. So that's how Rava wants to learn our Mishnah. So Amalei Rabbanu L'Rava. So the Rabbanu questioned Rava, and they said, "Mi matzis mukmis lo b'shogeg v'amnei nidon b'nafshuk tani." How can you say this? Isn't it because of kamlei mi d'rabbanei, and it's only because you're getting misa that's why you don't have to pay the financial penalty? But if you're not getting misa, then there is no kamlei mi d'rabbanei, and therefore you shouldn't have to pay the financial penalty. So Rava says, "No, halki kamar." The Mishnah is teaching us the following: Kivon de b'meizid nidon b'nafshu. Since under some circumstances, if you did a b'meizid and you're warned that there was hasra, and you said, "I'm doing it anyway," and you have Edim that observed you, you would be chayav Mises Basin, so you would get Mises Basin for going and burning the haystack or the pile of grain on Shabbos, and therefore, we would say, "Kam lemi d'rabbanei." So therefore, the hechidomi d'kor boili afaro, and this is analogous to where the person needs the ashes, so you would be chayav in that situation, Mises Basin, and you would be so to Hashka Bishogi Potter. The same rule applies. That's the heckish we learn from the pasuk. The same rule applies even if you don't get Mises Basin, even if it was Bishogi. But since at least under some circumstances it would be Mises Basin, so the Torah de Chizkiya, they hold that in all of these situations we apply the principle of Komle Midrabine, even when you're actually not going to get the actual punishment of Misa. Okay. Next Mishnah. Shor Shai Rodev Achashor Acher. You have an ox that's running after another ox. The Huzak, and the second ox is found to have nezik, it's damaged. But we don't have witnesses as to how the ox that was being chased after, how it actually hurt itself. So, Ze Omer Shor Chizik, the Nizak says, "Hey, your ox gored my ox, that's why my ox has been damaged." Whereas the Mazik, or the so-called Mazik, said, Ze Omer, lo, no, that's not true. Ki Ella Bisela Loka. No, my animal was chasing your animal, but he didn't actually gore your animal. Your animal ran into a pile of stone, the cellar. You hit yourself on a rock. Your animal damaged itself on a rock. And it wasn't my direct causation. It was an indirect causation. And Groma bin Yizokin is potter. So yes, my ox chased your ox. The so-called Mazik's ox chased the Nizak's ox. But it didn't actually cause the damage, the Mazik says. Your ox, in running away, ran into some stones, and that's why it has a broken leg, but not because my ox gored it or pushed it. So we don't have witnesses in this situation. So what's the halacha? Mishnah says, Hamotzi mechaver ol haraya. One of the most important rules in all of Dinei Mamonos is that the person who's the muchsach, if you want to go take money from him, you better have a raya. Otherwise, we say the muchsach holds on to whatever it is. And therefore, you want to go take something for somebody? Hamotzi mechaver, you want to go and take from the muchsach? So then, ol haraya. So the nizak wants to collect from the mazik. He has to bring proof that the mazik actually hurt him. If the mazik doesn't admit to it, and the mazik in fact says, "No, my axe did not damage your ox. It was only, if anything, a groma b'nizakin, and I'm therefore potter." So then, hamos mechaver ol haraya. The nizak wants to collect from him. He has to go and bring proof. Now we have several iterations of this in the Mishnah. Hayushnayim rotvin achar echad. You have two oxen. Reuven's ox and Shimon's ox, they're running after Levi's ox. And we don't know which one ultimately did the damage. We have witnesses that said that Levi's ox was in fact damaged by an ox. Somebody could see that in the distance, but he wasn't able to tell whether it was Reuven's ox or Shimon's ox that did the damage. So Zalmer Shor Chizik. Zalmer Shor Chizik. So each one lays the blame on the other one. Reuven says it was Shimon's ox, and Shimon says it was Reuven's ox. So the Nizak doesn't know. He just knows that his ox, Levi's ox, was gored by an ox, but he doesn't know whether it's Reuven's or Shimon's ox. And we turn to Lamed Hey Omid Beis with the rest of the Mishnah, Shneim Turin. Both of them in this situation are going to be potter because, again, of the principle, Amotzi Mechaveru Ol Haraya. Because each of them, Rashi says, Ditavayu Matchule. Reuven can say, "Hey, prove it was my ox." Shimon can say, "Hey, prove it was my ox." Since neither one are there witnesses to prove that it was Reuven's ox or Shimon's ox? So the both of them can push it off and say it's not my ox. And most of the Oliver Raya prove it was my ox, and then I'll pay. But until then, I'm potter. So the Mishnah tells us, stamp to him. Both Reuven and Shimon get off without having to pay. However, if it was two oxen, but they both belong to Reuven, im hayu shneim shalish echad, if both of them belong to Reuven, let's say, so it was definitely one of Reuven's oxen that went and damaged Levi's ox, so then in that situation, shneim chayovim. It's a little bit of a strange lashon. We'll explain this when we get to the Gemara. Rashi tells us, but it means that you can collect, at least under certain circumstances, if both of them are there, you can collect at least from one of them, because in this situation, we know that one of them definitely went and did the damage, so Reuven is not scot-free in this situation. His ox, although we don't know which one, definitely did the damage. So under certain circumstances, he's going to have to go and pay. If both of them are around, the Gemara will explain, then he will definitely have to go and pay. Otherwise, since it's a short time that we're dealing with, he can say this wasn't the short time. In a short time, you only collect from your gufo. So if both of them aren't there, he can't say, well, it wasn't this one. So then it's the other one. So give me the lesser of the two, and I'll be happy to take that. And you'd have to pay with the smaller of the two. But if only one of them is around, one of them ran away, one of them is no longer there, so then he can say, this wasn't the one, prove to me that this was the one, and then you can go collect from it. So if only both of them are there, then Shneihem, then Chayavim, then Reuven would have to go and pay. Next case, Hoya Echad Gadol V'Echad Katan. He had these two oxen that did the damage. We don't know which one did the damage. One of them is a big ox, and one of them is a smaller ox. One of them is worth $1,000, one's worth $500. That's what it means. So Hanizak Omer, so the Nizak who can collect only Chatzi Nezik from the goof of the animal, so he sustained $500 worth of damage. So it's to the Nizak's benefit to say it was the $1,000 Godol ox that did the damage, because that ox is worth $1,000, so he would have within it $500 to go and pay the Chatzi Nezek. So Hanizek Omer Godol Hizik. Whereas the Mazik says, no, Omer Lo Kiela Katan Hizik. He says, no, it was only the smaller ox, one that's worth only $250. Now, it did $1,000 worth of damage. Chatzi Nezek is $500, but you only collect from the guf, so the most you can collect is only $250, not $500. So the Mazik would prefer that it was the smaller ox that was the one that did the damage, and will only have to pay $250. If it's a large one, he'll have to pay $500. So we don't have proof one way or the other. The Nizak says it was the larger one. The Mazik says it was the smaller one, right? Hanizik Omer that it was Godol Chizik. The Mazik says, Lo Kiyah Lo Katan Chizik. So in this situation, we'll say, the Mosif Chabirov L'Raya. Likewise, Hanizak Omer Muad Chizik. The two oxen, one of them was a Muad. So the Muad, you pay 100% of the damage is Nezek Shalev, and you don't pay from the Guf, you pay from Ha'aliyah. So if his $1,000 prize ox has been damaged, and it's worth zero now, so there's $1,000 worth of damage that the Nezek is saying you owe me, so he would rather that the Muad ox was the one that did the damage, and he claims it was the Muad that did the damage, and this way he'll get his full $1,000. Whereas that's what the Nizak says, Omer Muad Hizik. But Mazik says, no, Omer Lo, Ki, Elo Tan Hizik. He says, no, it was the Tan that was Mazik. The Tan's only worth $250, and therefore, you're only getting $250 of your $1,000 damage. And therefore, we have again, Amosi Mechaveru, Oliver Raya. In all of these scenarios, unless you have witnesses, so then the person who's Muchsuk in this situation, the Mazik is the Muchsuk over here. He owns these Shvarim, and therefore he can say to the Nizak, prove to me that it was the bigger one, prove to me that it was the Muad one, and then you get it. But otherwise, you're only going to get it from the smaller one if Shneim, both of them are there. Okay. Hayu HaNizakin Shneim. If there were two oxen that were damaged, so the Nizak has two oxen. One is big, one is small. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One's worth $1,000, one's worth $250. V'amazik in shneim. And there are two oxen that did the damage. The Mazik has two oxen. One is also echad gadol v'echad katan. One's worth $1,000, one's worth $250. So in this situation, the Nizak would prefer that the larger one damaged his larger animal and that the smaller one damaged the smaller animal. Again, if they're both short Tom, so then if they're both Shvarim that are Tom, so then he can only collect half the damages from the Guf. So he would prefer that the one that had the more damage, his $1,000 ox, had been gored from the $1,000 short Tom. So this way he'll at least get $500. So Nizakin had a large and a small one that did the damage, and the Mazik had a large and a small one that did the damage. So the Nizak says, the Nizak Omer Godol Hizik HaGodol V'Katan Es HaKatan. As I mentioned, the Nizak says it was the larger short Tom that did damage to my larger Godol animal, and therefore there's more money to go and pay the Chatzin Ezek. And it was the smaller one that did damage to the smaller one, and there's well, less money, but there's less damage. And the other way around, according to Mazik, but Mazik Merloki, no, that's not what happened. Ella Kotten is a gondol. It was the smaller one that damaged the larger ox, the more expensive ox, and therefore there's less to go and pay you from the smaller ox, because you only collect, again, if it's a short time, migufo. The gondol is a kotten, and it was a large $1,000 ox that did damage to a 250 ox. So therefore, yeah, I'll have to pay the 250, but I won't have to pay the 1,000. So therefore, the Mazik says that's the order that it happened. The small one attacked the large one, the large one attacked the small one. And the Nisus is the exact opposite. So, Echo Tam or Echo Mu'ah. Or you have a scenario that one of them was a Tam, would only pay Chatzin Nezik, the other was a Mu'ah and has to pay full damage, Min Ha'aliyah. So, regardless of how much the Shor Mu'ah is worth, you have to pay the full damages. So, in this scenario, the Nizak says, and Nizak Omer, Mu'ah Hizik Es HaGadol. The Mu'ah ox of yours, Mr. Mazik, went and damaged my Gadol. So, you have to pay the full damages of my $1,000 ox. And it was your Tom ox, which only has to pay half damages, that actually went and damaged my less expensive animal, the Thomas HaKotun. So that's what the Nizak says. But Mazik says the exact opposite. The Mazik Omer Loki, that's not what happened. Ella, Tam Es HaGadol, the Tam, which only has to pay Chatzin Nezik, that did the damage to your $1,000 ox, so I'll only have to pay $500. Or Mu'ah Es HaKotun, and it was the Mu'ah that I played the full amount. Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karmo, I have to pay Min HaAliyah, I have to pay the full amount. So, but that was the one that damaged your Katun. It was only worth $250. So yeah, I'll have to pay you the $250, but I'll only have to pay half of the $1,000. So therefore, the Mazik disagrees with what happened according to what the Nizak says. And in all of these scenarios, the Mursok is the Mazik in this situation. He is the one that's in control of the money. He owns it right now. So therefore, unless the Nizak can go and prove that the scenarios happened like the Nizak said, so then and we take the best case scenario for the Mazik, albeit it's the worst case scenario for the Nizak because of the principle of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Okay, now I explained a lot of this Mishnah to you already. While we're doing it now inside, the Gemara will go back and really reiterate some of these points that I already made. So Amar Ruchia Barabba, Ruchia Barabba says, based upon our Mishnah, is also Meres, that Chalukim Olav Chaveirov Al Sumchus, that our Mishnah is not in accord with the opinion of Sumchus. What's the famous opinion of Sumchus? The Amar Sumchus says, Momon Hamutol B'Sofek Chokin. When you have an unclear situation, the money is Mutol B'Sofek. We don't know. Is Reuven right or is Shimon right? So they each make a claim. So Sumchus says, in that situation, when we can't prove one way or the other, Momon Hamutol B'Sofek Cholkin, you go and divide it up. And Rashi points out, this is a din that we're going to learn on Daf Ben Vov of the Aleph. The price of the Gemara is going to bring down a case. Shor Shenogach Es HaPara, a shor gored a pregnant cow. And we saw that that shor, in fact, gored the pregnant cow. And then when we get there to look at the facts, we see that the pregnant cow had given birth to a dead fetus. And the question was, did it give birth to the dead fetus before the goring, or did the goring cause the fetus to die? Because that would be a different responsibility that the Mazik would have to the Nizak. So we don't know. We don't have witnesses. We see the dead fetus over there. There's a chance that it was inside the mother cow when it was gored, and that's what caused the mother to miscarry and give birth to this dead fetus, or there's a chance that she gave birth to the dead fetus and then she was gored. We don't know. So Sumcha says this is a case of Momon Hamutul B'Sofek, and well, our Mishnah would say Amos B'Chaber Olav Araya. You want to go collect damages from the Mazik, you better prove that the Mazik was the one that did the damage. Sumcha says, no, Schokin, in this situation, you divide. So the value of the fetus is $100, so you don't have to pay $50. That is Sumcha's, clearly, our Mishnah, which is HaMosim Chmer Olav Araya, doesn't agree with Sumcha's opinion. Amalei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, L'Ruchia Bar Abba. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo says, L'Ruchia Bar Abba, Amar Sumchas Afilu Bari Ubari. Did Sumchas say in a situation that Mamon Amutul B'Sofek is Chokin, even when each side is absolutely certain they're Bari? This is what happened. As Rashi says, that the Shneim Tonim, Tainus Bari, if both of them were to say, yes, I'm certain, the Mazik says that it was my Shor Tam that damaged your Shor that was worth more money. And the Nizak says, no, I'm certain it was the other way around. So is it a Bari and Bari? The Sumchas still say that Mamon Hamutul B'Sofek is in fact Cholkin? So that's the question that Rav Abba Bar Mamo said to Rav Chia Bar Abba. And Omar Lei, Rav Chia Bar Abba said to him, yes, in, 100%. Omar Sumchas Afilu Bari Ubari. Sumchas says is Halacha, even when each of them is making a Vadai Taina. So one could have made the assumption that in this situation, maybe Sumchas wouldn't say that you split it because one of them is saying this absolutely didn't happen. When you don't know, each of them saying, I don't know really what happened. So then maybe Sumcha says it. But no, Ruchia Bar Abba says, even in a case where it's Vaday, this is the way it happened. Each is claiming. We still say it's Momen HaMutal B'Safek. Shmuel says, and how do we know that our mission is talking about a case of Bari or Bari? We might have Masnisa in the Bari or Bari. Maybe it's talking about Bari and Shema. Maybe one is certain and one is not certain. So where do you see that our mission is talking about that both of them are Vaday, the Shneim Tonin Tanas Bari? And even there, Sumchus would say his din of Momen HaMutal B'Safek is Chokin. So the Gemara says, because the Ketani, look at the language of the Mishnah. It says, Zeh Omer Shor Chahizik. So the Nizek says, this was your shor that did the damage. And the other one says, Zeh Omer Lo Ki. No, it was not my animal that did the damage. So each of them is making a definitive statement, and therefore, Reb Chiya Bar Abba says that Sumchus, who disagrees with our Mishnah, would hold that even in the case of Bari Ubari, that in fact it's Momen HaMutal B'Safek and Chokin. So he disagrees with our Mishnah. Mask the Republic. Republic questions this and says, really? Me the Reisha, Bari Ubari. So then if you're telling me the Reisha, the first case was we don't know whether Reuven's ox gored Shimon's ox and caused the damage, or it just caused Shimon's ox to run away, but then Shimon's ox ran into a stone wall, ran into some cella, and damaged himself. So in that situation, if you're telling me that was the case of Bari Bari, Reuven says, I'm certain that my ox didn't damage your ox, and Shimon says, I'm certain your ox directly damaged my ox. So, me the Reisha, Bari Bari, if the Reisha is talking about with this absolute certainty, so then Mestama, the entire Mishnah, is also talking about with this absolute certainty. So, say for Nami, Bari Bari. So then the next part of the Mishnah is also talking about where both sides, the Mazik and the Nizak, are absolutely certain of the facts. So let's go check that out. Ema Sefer. So what does the next part of the Mishnah say? It says, Hayo Echad Gadol V'Echad Katan. If the Mazik had two oxen, one was worth 1,000 and one was worth 250, Hayo Echad Gadol V'Echad Katan. So the Nizak says, Omer Gadol Hizik. Yeah. I want to collect the half damages from the one that's worth 1,000. So he says that it was your more expensive shor that did the damage, and therefore I'll be able to collect a much larger amount of money because you collect migufo if it's a short time. So the Nizek says, Omer Godel Hizik. But the Mazik says, no, Omer Loki. He says, no, that's not what happened. Ella Kotten Hizik. It was the smaller one. Therefore, the maximum amount of damage you'll be able to collect is only from the guf of the smaller one. Or, if it was a case of Echot, Tam, Yech, Mu'at, one of them was a Tam, one was a Mu'at. So the Nizek, Omer, Mu'at, Hizek, and this way I get the full damages, Nezek, Sholem, Minu, Aliyah. And the Mazik says, no, that's not what happened. The Mazik, Omer, Loki, that's not what happened. Ella, Tam, Hizek, it was the Tam that did the damages, and therefore you can only collect Chatzi, Nezek, and in fact you only collect from the guf of the animal. So, our Mishnah said, in that situation, I'm also Mechaber, Olav, Araya. Now, Ha, Lo, Maisi, Raya, the understanding of our mission that says if you bring a raya, then you can collect. The implication is if you don't bring a raya, halomotzi raya, so shakil kidi omar mazik. So then you take the better scenario for the mazik. In the case where it was a tam and a muad, so then it was the tam that we would say did the damage. If it was a larger, smaller one, we say it's a smaller one that did the damage. Shakul kidomar mazik. But wait a second. Why don't we say, if they're both bari, if it's bari and bari, so name of tevi to the Rabbi Bar Nosson. This then goes against what Rabbi Bar Nosson has said. Now, what did Rabbi Bar Nosson say? The Rabbi Bar Nosson said, the omar ta'ano chitim v'hod lo bisorim potter. So, in a situation where Reuven claims that Shimon owes him $100 worth of chitin, okay? And Shimon says, no, I don't owe you $100 worth of chitin, I owe you $100 worth of saorim, which are less expensive. So then, we, according to Rabbi Bar Nosson, don't hold Shimon liable at all, potter, because Reuven was claiming wheat. And by claiming wheat, he was saying not barley. So even though Shimon was saying, I owe you barley, but it is negated. Reuven, so to say, is moichel him for the barley because he says, I never lent you barley. I lent you wheat, and you owe me wheat. So in this situation, we're dealing, according to Rabbi Bar Nosson, that you wouldn't have to pay. So why in the case of Bari Ubari do we say that the Mazik still is able to go and have to only pay the smaller amount based upon Rabbi Bar Nosson? So he shouldn't have to pay anything because essentially the Nizak is mochalim. He's saying, no, it wasn't your smaller one, it was your larger one. So therefore, I can't collect from the smaller one, according to Rabbi Bar Nosson. It's a case of Bari Ubari. He shouldn't be able to collect from it. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, the Mishnah is talking about Ella, the Bari Ushema. It's not talking to negate Rabbi Bar Nosson's scenario. Rabbi Bar Nosson would say, in a Bari Ubari case, Chitim and Sorim, then you can't collect from the Sorim. You've basically been Meichel Rashi says the Sorim, because you're claiming the wheat. So in our Mishnah, the Nizak, when he's claiming it was a larger one. He's basically Moichel saying it's a smaller one. So you shouldn't collect anything in that situation. But our Mishnah seemed to say, I'm also all of a raya. And in that situation, if you don't bring a raya, shokel kidomer mazik. You would pay the smaller amount that the mazik is claiming. So therefore, our Mishnah can't be talking about a bari or bari case, ella bibari vishema. Our Mishnah is talking about bari and shema. Now, who says bari and who says shema? That's the next question in the Gemara. If you're going to tell me, the Gemara says, the Kamara Bari man, the Kamara Shema man, which one is saying Bari, which one is saying Shema? If you're going to tell me, Inema, the Ka'amar Nizak Bari, it's the Nizak that says, I'm certain it was your larger animal that caused the damage. The Kamar Mazik Shema, and the Mazik says, I don't know, could have been the larger one, could have been the smaller one. In that situation, Akati Lema Tevi Tiyofta the Rabba Bar Nasa, then we would still say there's a Tiyofta the Rabba Bar Nasa, because the Nizak is Vadai claiming it was the larger one. So he's essentially saying it wasn't the smaller one. So in that situation, even though the Mazik's not sure, he basically, the Nizak is being Meichel and saying it was the smaller one. So then this would still be a Tiyofta to Rabba Bar Nasa. So it can't be talking about when the Nizak says Bari and the Mazik says Shema. Ella, what must the case of the Mishnah be? Ella, the Ka'amar Nizak Shema. It's the Nizak is saying, I don't know which one did it. So therefore, maybe it was a large one, maybe it was a smaller one, and therefore, I'm not negating the possibility that it was a smaller one. And it was the Mazik that said, the Ka'amar Mazik Bari. The Mazik said, it definitely was my smaller one. And in that situation, there is no problem in how, allowing the Nizak to collect from the smaller one, because Hamos Mechaber Olver Raya. Now, Umi the Seifa, Nizak, Shema, Umazik Bari. Now, at this part, is Nizak, Shema, Mazik Bari. So then the Reisha should parallel that. So Reisha Nami, Nizak, Shema, Umazik Bari. So then the Reisha should be talking about where the Nizak says it's definitely your ox that gored my ox, and not that it ran into a rock. And it's the Mazik says, I don't know. Now, in that situation, the Yitzruch Lashmin on the low. So would it really be necessary for Sumchas to tell us in that situation that Maman Hamutu B'Safek should be divided up? It's not really Maman Hamutu B'Safek. The Mazik says, I don't know. So it's not Maman Hamutu B'Safek. The Nizak says, you definitely went and damaged my ox. Your ox definitely damaged my ox. So that wouldn't be something that Sumchas would go and disagree with. Somebody says, low. That's not correct. When Rav Papa said one is talking about Shema and one is talking about Bari, here's the way you have to learn it. Seifa is like we said. Shema is the Nizak. Nizak is Shema. Seifa, Nizak, Shema. And the Mazik is Bari. So in that situation, we would have the scenario where the Nizak is saying maybe it was the smaller one, so therefore he's not saying it was wheat and not barley. So it doesn't contradict the opinion that we brought down in the name of Rabba Bar Nasa. However, Reisha is the other way around. Not the Nizak is Shema and the Mazik is Bari. It's Reisha is the Nizak is Bari and the Mazik is Shema. And therefore, there is no problem in learning it that way. Aye, v'holo damya Reisha l'Seifa. But here, we aren't exactly paralleling the Reisha and the Seifa, because in the Seifa, it was the Nizak that was Shema and the Mazik that is Bari. And in the Reisha, it's the Nizak that is Bari and the Mazik that is Shema. So isn't that an incorrect way to understand the Mishnah? So Rav Papa says, no, absolutely not. Because to have different parts of the Mishnah, Shema and Bari, but just have different people being Shema and different people being Bari, that's perfectly consistent for a Mishnah to be written that way. So Ame, Bari, Vishema, Vishemu, Bari, Chad Milsi. That's not a problem to say that there's slight differences between the Reisha and the Sefer as to which one is the one that was Bari and which one is the one that is saying Shema. However, to say Bari or Bari versus Shema or Bari, no, that can't be in the same Mishnah. Tre Mili Ninu, that's two separate things. And our Mishnah can't be talking about Bari or Bari in one scenario and then Bari and Shema in the other scenario. To flip them around and have Bari and Shema, Shema and Bari, that's certainly plausible. But to have one scenario of being Bari or Bari without mentioning it specifically and the other one being Bari or Shema, there's no way the Mishnah would not mention that specifically, and therefore you can't learn the Mishnah in that fashion. Okay, now we go back and discuss the statement that Rabba Bar Nosson made that says, if you ask for chitin, you're tining chitin, and Reuven says, I lent you chitin, Shimon, and Shimon says, no, you lent me barley, so I owe you barley, but I don't owe you chitin. So Rabba Bar Nosson says, in that situation, he doesn't have to pay the barley, because essentially, Reuven is saying, no, I did not lend you barley, and therefore, I'm meichel you on the barley, I'm saying I lent you chitin. And unless he has a raya, then he won't get anything. Gufa. I'm a Rabbi Bar Nasa, and Rabbi Bar Nasa said, Tano Chitin, if Reuven is tining that Shimon owes him Chitin, the Hodulo Besorin, and Shimon says it wasn't Chitin, I admit I owe you Sorin, so then Shimon doesn't have to pay anything. Potter. Because essentially, as I pointed out, Rashi says in this situation that he's mochel the sarim. Reuven says, no, I didn't lend you sarim. I don't want sarim from you. I'm mochel you on the sarim. So even though Shimon is claiming, I admit I owe you sarim, that's mochel. However, it's the chitin that they're arguing about, and then Shimon says, no, I don't owe you chitin. And unless Reuven has proof, so then Hamos Mechler all of Araya, he doesn't get anything. That is what Rabbah Bar Nosson said. Now, what's the chiddush of Rabbah Bar Nosson? This is a beferish mishnah in Shavuos, or it seems to be a beferish mishnah in Shavuos. Michael Mashvulot, what is Rabbah Bar Nosson teaching us that this mishnah in Shavuos doesn't teach us? After all, Tanina, we learned in that mishnah on Daf Lamech Chesel Mibes Ta'ano Chitin. Now that mishnah technically is really not the same as what it uses the exact same wording, but that's talking about a modem mixa shvuah when Reuven lends Shimon money. So let's say Reuven lends Shimon $100, and now he's going to collect it, and he says, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, no, I paid you back 50, I only owe you 50. That's called modeh b'mikzas, and that's a shvuah d'oraisa called modeh b'mikzas. And in this situation, Shimon has to swear that he paid him back $50, and he only owes him $50. Now that's what the Mishnah Shvuah says. Tanina, it says there, ta'ano chitin, Reuven says that I lent you chitin. Behold lo b'sarim, and Shimon says that, no, you didn't lend me chitin, you lent me sorin. So in that situation, you're potter from a shvuah of modeh b'miktsas. So Rabbah Bar Nosson is essentially telling us the same din over here in terms of monetary damages that the Mishnah there said in terms of the shvuas modeh b'miktsas. So what the Gemara is really asking is, what is Rabbah Bar Nosson teaching us that we couldn't have figured out from that Mishnah, which is dealing with modeh b'miktsas, but the same din should apply with the actual payment of the money? So Gemara says, no. Rabbah Bar Nosson is teaching us a chiddush, because if we only had the Mishnah in Shavuos, imi hasam, that it's not called modeh b'miktsas, if you're claiming chitin and he's modeh to Sa'orin, that's not called modeh b'miktsas, that's totally unrelated, and therefore there is no d'oraisa shvuah of modeh b'miktsas. If you only had that case of modeh b'miktsas, the Mishnah in Shavuos, how the meaning, you know what I said? Patur midmei chitin, v'chai midmei Sa'orin. You're right, he wouldn't have to make any shvuah on the chitin, but he admitted that he owes him the sorin, and he should have to go pay for the sorin. So, kamash v'lon, departed legamre. So, Rabbah Bar Nosson is telling us, no, you're not chayav anything, because it's as if Reuven was mochel you on the sorin, and says, no, I didn't lend you sorin, so you don't owe me sorin, you owe me chitin. So, therefore, it's as if he's mochel on it. And that we wouldn't have known from the shvuos modeh b'miktsas, Mishnah in Shavuos. So, therefore, you need Rabbah Bar Nosson to tell us this diff. Where it says, still, wait a second, our Mishnah, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hayu HaNizokim Shnayim, Echad Gadol V'Echad Kat V'chulei. We had that the Nizak had two oxen that were damaged. One was a larger one, a smaller one. And the Masik also had two oxen. One was a larger one, a smaller one. Or one was a Tam, one was a Mu'at, in all of those cases. So then we said, Amosim Yichmer, all of a Raya. Now, Ha Lo Maisi Raya, again, the implication is that if you don't bring a Raya, so then the lesser of the two payments is the one that will have to be made. Shaku kid amar mazik. You follow the mazik. So in the mazik's opinion, it was the smaller one that damaged the larger one, and it was the larger one that damaged the smaller one, and therefore there's a lesser payment, and we follow the mazik. But amai, why, if Rabbah Bar Nosson is correct, do we follow the mazik's? We should say you follow nothing, because it's as if the nizak is saying, no, you definitely didn't damage me with your smaller one. Your larger one damaged my larger one, and I'm essentially meichel on the smaller one, so therefore, why do you pay anything in that situation? Am I? Chitim usarim ninu. So according to Rabbah Bar Nosson, you shouldn't have to pay anything. So Gemara says, you're right. It means roi lito, technically, he should have to go and pay the mazik because he's admitting to the smaller amount, but the anglo. But in fact, he doesn't have to go. Roi lito, Rashi says, imai saraya, that he would in fact be able to go and collect. However, the anglo, but he doesn't have a raya. And therefore, ilo maisa, if he doesn't have a raya, then he shouldn't be able to go and collect. And that's what it means, roi lito, if he brings a raya. But the anglo, since he doesn't have a raya, he actually doesn't collect. And Rabbah Bar Nosson is in fact in accord with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in accord with Rabbah Bar Nosson. Or it's not happy. He says, no, but a Braisa disagrees with that. V'atanya, a Braisa, in discussing this case in the Mishnah, the Braisa tells us, the Braisa says, no, not like Rabbah Bar Nosson. The Braisa tells us, in fact, that if you can't bring a raya, then you do collect. And he's like, we'll collect from the smaller animal. So we do collect from the Mazik the way the Mazik said, and we don't apply the principle of Rabbi Bar Nosson. So the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Bar Nosson is wrong. So Gemara says, no, the Braisa is talking about that you do collect it, the Tofas, where the Nizak actually grabbed the smaller ox. And in that situation, since he's considered the muhsak now, so then he's allowed to go and keep it. Because after all, the mazik does admit to it. So therefore, if he went and grabbed it, the tofas, so then in that scenario, we do allow the nizak to keep it. But if he didn't grab it, so then the rule of Rabbi Bar Nosson would in fact apply. Mara is going to do the same exact thing from the next part of the Mishnah and ask the same question and be given the same answer. So tonight we learned in the next part of the Mishnah, so the Mazik had two oxen. One was a Tam, one was a Muad, and the Nizak had two oxen. Hanizak Omer, Muad, Hizak is a God, Lovat Tam is a Katan. Again, the Nizak is preferable that the animal that was a Muad went and damaged his larger animal because that you collect Nezik Sholim in Aliyah. And it was only your Tam that damaged my smaller one, so granted, I only collect Chatzin Nezik, but it's a smaller amount. And therefore, that's what the Nizak claims. And the Mazik says the exact opposite. But Mazik Omer, Loki. No, that's not what happened. Elotam Esagod. No, what was it called? No. He says, it was my Tam that damaged your larger one. So I'm only Chayv Chatzin Ezek. So I only have to pay of the $1,000 damage. It's only $500. And it was my Muad that damaged the $250 one. So yeah, I have to pay the full amount, but it's only $250. So in that situation, we said, again, Hamos Mechavir Olav Raya. But if Rabba Bar Nosson is correct, Holo Maisi Raya. If you don't bring a Raya then, the Nizak shouldn't get anything. Nevertheless, Shaku. But he does collect. So this should be exactly Rabba Bar Nosson's case where the Reuven is claiming chitim, and Shimon says there's no chitim involved, there was only sorin. And in that situation, it's as if Reuven was saying, no, I'm ma'achu you on the sorin, it's only the chitim that I want. So the Nizak should be saying, no, I'm ma'achu you on your mu'ad damaging the smaller one, and your tam damaging the larger one. That's not what happened. So therefore, you shouldn't have to pay anything. So why did we say that shaku kidom ha'mazik, and we turn to lamed vav and aleph? So again, we give the same terence that we gave a minute ago, roi li tov ein lo. If he brings a raya, then the Nizak can go collect. But if he doesn't bring a raya, actually, like Rabba Bar Nosson, he gets nothing. Again, we bring the same Brisa of a time. The Brisa says, Hareza Mishtalim Lakotum in Amur, but I go to him in a Tom. The Brisa says, no, that he does go and collect as the Mazik had claimed. So it's not like Rabba Bar Nosson. The Brisa says, Beferish, that he does go, the Nizak does have a right to go collect, according to the smaller way that the Mazik says that he's Chayim. So again, it says, no, that's only the Tofas, only because he grabbed it. If he hadn't grabbed it, if he wasn't, as Rashi says, Shekidim Nizak, the Tofas, a Shar. If the Nizak hadn't gone and grabbed the Shar, so then he wouldn't be entitled to it because of the principle of Rabba Bar Nosson. Then we had said in the Mishnah, Hayu Shteim Shalish Echot Shteim Chayavim. When it was Reuven and Shimon, each of them had an ox, and one of them, we had witnesses, one of them gored Levi's ox, but we don't know which one. So then Reuven can say it was Shimon, and Shimon can say it was Reuven, and therefore, the poor Nizak can't collect from either one of them because each one can push him off and say it was the other one. But if both of the two oxen, we know one of them definitely gored, so we said in that situation, Reuven owns both of the oxen, so then Hayu Shteim Shalish Echad, both of these two oxen, one of them definitely gored, but we don't know which one, so then Shteim Chayav, then both of them are Chayav. What does this mean, both of them are Chayav? So I already explained this when I read the Mishnah, we'll see it now inside. Amalei Rava Miparzika Ravashi. Rava, not the famous Rava that we have throughout the Gemara, the Rava that came from the city called Parzika, so he said to Ravashi, Shmami no, let us learn from over here, Shvarim Tamim Sheiziku, Rotsim Izegove, Rotsim Izegove. In the case of our Mishnah, so when it says Shneim Chayavim, it implies that the Nizak can go collect from whichever one he wants. So let him go and collect from the more expensive one because they're both Shvar Tam, and therefore he's only allowed to collect Chatzi Nezim Migufo, so let him go collect from whichever one he wants. Let him go collect from the $500 short tam rather than the $250 short tam. So he'll be able to collect more. Rosh Mizegova. Let us learn from here. Rava Miparzika said to Ravashi that that's true for the Mishnah. So Ravashi says, no, you can't learn that out necessarily. They're both muad, so it doesn't make a difference which one he collects from because you're not collecting from the goof, you're collecting from Aliyah. So we know that one of the two did it. Doesn't make a difference, and that's why he gets to collect because they're shar muad. So Rava from Parzika says, wait a second, Ibim Muadim, if you're telling me that they're both Shar Muad, then keep on reading. Then you have to assume that the rest of the Mishnah is also talking about Shar Muad. Ibim Muadim, Eva Seifa. It says, Hoya Echad Godo, Echad Katan. If the Mazik had two oxen, one was a large ox and one was a small ox, and you're telling me they're both Muadin, so then the Nizak says, Omer Godol Hizik, the Mazik Omer Lo, Kielo Katan Hizik. That doesn't make any sense. What difference does it make which one did the damage? You're not collecting me Gufo if they're both Shar Muad. So in that situation, Hamos Befer Olav Araya, what difference does it make? Ibn Muadin might not Kalimina. What do you say, Hamos Befer Olav Araya, that you have to prove that it was a large one and a small one? If they're both Muad, you pay the full nezik, nezik shalem, minu aliyah, meitav sadeh, meitav karmo yishalem, and it doesn't make a difference which one. So, demei Torah ma'aliyah boil shalomi. What difference does it make whether it was a small one or a large one? We know that one of the two did it. We have witnesses that one of those two oxen did it. And what difference does it make then if it's a larger or smaller one? So that can't be talking about a case where they're both mu'adin. So Rav Ashi says, you're right. Amalei, sefer b'tamin. Right, that case is talking about where they're both tamin. It makes a difference whether it was a large one or the smaller one. Reisha, that was talking about mimbuadim. So therefore, it's not a theory to say that the sefer is talking about a different scenario where they're both tam, and the Reisha is talking about where they're both mu'ud. Mor says, wait a second. Amalei Rav Acha Saba l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the elder, Rav Acha Saba said to Rav Ashi, if you're dealing over here, ibim mu'adim, so then, when it said shneim chayavim, so why did it use the lashon shneim chayavim? Chayav gavra miboyle. It's the two oxen that aren't chayav. It's the gavra. It's the owner that's chayav. It should have just said chayavim. He's obligated to pay. Why did it say shneim chayavim? So, and furthermore, even forget that. My shneim. What does it mean? Both of them chayav. You're not chayav both of them. You're chayav to pay the damage. So the nizak can claim from the mazik the full damage if they're both muadin. What difference does it make, again, that it says, Shneihem Chayavim? It's neither of them you're paying from the guf. So this doesn't make any sense to learn it the way we just said. And he says, you're right. Elyon B'tamim. We are talking about Tam. Now, if there's a Tam, it makes a difference. Which one did the damage? If it was a smaller one, then you're only going to collect Chatzi Nezek from a smaller animal. And if it's a large one, then it's a bigger amount to go and collect. What are we talking about? The Rabbi Akiva. But this goes in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? This is the famous machlokes we had a couple of days ago with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. How do we view the nizak? Do we say only at Hamadas Hadin, like Rabbi Shmuel said, only then is the obligation to pay set in? Until then, it's the mazik's animal, and he can do with it whatever he wants, and he then has to pay based upon the Hamadas Hadin. Whereas Rabbi Akiva said, no, from the moment of the damage, they're already considered partners. The nizak is considered a half partner in this short time. So our Mishnah goes in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now, why do both of them have to be there? Because the owner of the mazik, the guy that owns these two shvarim, so he can say, listen, if they're both here, you're right, I definitely damage you, so then you can go and take from the smaller one. But let's say only one of them is there. Then he could push him off. If both of them aren't there, the mazik can say, listen, it really was a small one, but the small one's not here, so you can't go collect. Or it really was a large one, but the large one's not here, you can't collect. Both of them have to be there in order for him to be able to go and collect. Zil aisei raya, either bring a raya, the high Torah askach, that it was this ox that did the damage, and then ashley loch. Otherwise, sorry, Charlie, it was the other one, and the other one's not here, and you only can collect from Gufo, and therefore I don't have to pay. So the reason why it said Shneim Chayavim is because it goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and he's already considered a partner within them. And therefore, if both of them are there, then he has the right to go and collect. But if they're not both there, so then maybe the one that he's a partner with, that's the one that's not there, and therefore he doesn't have the right to collect from the other one. This concludes the beautiful third parak. B'ez Hashem, we'll start a brand new parak tomorrow in the middle of Daf Lamed Vav Omid Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.